1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, let me just see if I have my caller, Chris. Let's see if Chris is there. Chris Norton?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Chris, I want to talk to you, and you know that we want to talk to you, about the recent scandals involving these teachers and students, female teachers with male students. Your story reflects the story of these two young men. We're talking about the two teachers, Deborah LaFave.
Oh, that's correct, yeah.
And Kathy White.
Right. I don't know if you want me to talk about.
Well, I'll lead you off with a question. You were involved with your teacher. How old were you?
I was 13 years old.
Okay, and tell me how this happened. What school were you going to?
I was going to Palmer Grove School in Garden Grove, California, and she was asking me to do extra assignments, and I would do them. At first, I thought I was being punished for something. I talked to my parents about it, but they said, well, the extra assignments are probably because she wants you to maybe, you know, get a better handle on a subject. My mom had called her and talked to her about it. And so eventually I was asked to stay after to review some of the work with her. She said she wanted to work with me one-on-one. And it was at that time that she made her attraction to me known. And
now, were you feeling attracted to her?
Well, she was an attractive woman. She was in her 20s. Was very, you know, naive, you know. I mean, she was very, had a very, you know, pretty face, and she had
everything that a young man would be attracted to.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and it was at that time.
Can you tell me what she said?
Well, she just basically said, you know, I have a lot of affection for you. I think you're a very special young man, and I feel that there's a love between us. And she was also being physical with me at the time.
So she was touching you?
Yeah. And so we got, you know, being engaged in sex, you know, for a period of about 6 months.
Did your parents ever find out about this?
My mom did, yeah. The teacher had transferred out of the school eventually, and at that time, back in those days, they didn't really do anything to female teachers that did this. But I really have a very strong opinion about this, because I think that looking at these two teachers, Ms. White and Ms. LaFave, well, in the case of Ms. LaFave, and not so much the case of Ms. White, because Ms. LaFave is very physically, you know, very physically attractive. And whereas the case of Kathy White, you know, she's not really all that, you know, hot or anything, and she might have forced the kid. You know, I would think that lady probably forced the kid. But that's just my opinion.
Why do you say she forced the kid?
Because she's not. Yeah, I mean, she's pretty. If you've seen her picture,
well, I have, and I mean, there's a difference. This Deborah LaFave is a obviously well put together woman. And the only picture I've seen of Kathy White's a mugshot. I don't know how good you're going to look in a mugshot.
Well, even still, I mean, Deborah LaFave's mugshots look pretty hot. But I think something needs to be said here, and I've had experience at this because I have had sex with a teacher, and I don't think you can blame the teacher 100%. I think you have to put, and this is hard for a lot of people to understand, I think you have to put some of the blame on the student. And the reason why I say that is we don't know who these young men are. In my case, for whatever reason, good, bad, or indifferent, the good Lord blessed me with, you know, a very handsome face and a good body, and I'm sure, when I was that age too, I was very handsome and I was very, you know, hot looking. And my teacher told me, you know, it's really hard to, you know, resist. So,
So in other words, what? That these women were not able to resist the temptation of these young men?
Yeah, if they were hot, yeah, if they were hot looking.
What would you say hot? You mean handsome young men?
Yeah, I mean, physically. See, women like a good looking man as much as a man likes a good looking woman. If you're well, you know, you're well put together and and she can tell, you know, through, I don't know, you know, I don't want to say, but she can tell through your, you know, through your slacks, you know. And so that's all I'm saying.
Well, but this is an adult and this is a young man.
Yeah, but in my case, even though I was young, I was still who I am, only a younger version, which is someone who's, you know, very, I'm very hot looking. And so I don't think you can blame the teachers 100% on that.
Would you mind if we took some calls from listeners?
Not too familiar with that, but yeah, it's...
All right, well, I'll give our phone number. It's 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. A very unique point of view here from a man by the name of Chris Norton, who had been involved sexually with his teacher when he was in school. She was a female, and you say that you can't put all of the blame on the teacher, that some of it belongs with a young man if he's really attractive.
Well, I don't think, in the case of my teacher... she was not able really to resist me because I do have, you know, like I have a good head of hair. I'm 6'2". I have been compared by, you know, some of the girlfriends that I've had to, you know, Brad Pitt. I mean, okay, so I, you know, I look like him. I do have, you know, I mean, I got a good body. I wear, you know, Speedos at the beach only because I look good. And most guys look stupid in a Speedo, but I actually look good in one. And my teacher at the time, who I'll just tell you her last name.
I really don't want to hear any names because if I could be legally liable.
Okay, well, this teacher.
Let's just call her Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, okay. This lady, Mrs. Smith, couldn't resist me. And what's happening right now is these two teachers, Kathy White and Deborah LaFave, are being talked about like they're sluts or something, and I don't think it's fair. You know, they're not sluts. They're women who may have not been able to resist how good looking the kid was. If the kid's good looking, and you know, is put together really hot. If he's got a hotness that's hard, you know, to resist. And
you were talking earlier before we went on there about student teacher inevitability. What do you mean by that?
Well, the student teacher inevitability is if she comes into a class. And she sees that she's got a student that looks like, you know, my teacher saw me and I was very, very hot looking. It's inevitable that there'll probably be sex, you know, sooner or later. And the other thing is, I am a very sexual person, so I do have sexuality. I've got a lot of heat and sex. So not only was I attracted to her, but...
You came through sexually.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like I said, we were together for about 4 months.
What should happen to these teachers then? Should they go to jail?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they should be charged because another thing that's going on, most of the criticism of this comes from women. A lot of the women who are criticizing the female teachers having sex with their students are older women who you don't know. And it's just a theory, may be upset that it didn't happen for them. You know?
They could be mothers that...
Well, maybe they're mothers, but I mean, a lot of them look at, you know, these teachers having sex with, like, a young guy who's, you know, all, you know, a young stud kind of, and they're, you know, it never happened for them, and they're all jealous about it.
All right, Chris, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Now, this is a story here right from a guy who actually had sex with his teacher. He was a 13-year-old boy. The teacher transferred out of the school. His mother found out. But as he said, at the time, there wasn't a whole lot of prosecution for this kind of thing, female teacher with male student. Deborah LaFave is one. Kathy White is the most recent. Women who have had sex with their students. And his point of view is... sometimes you can't just put it all on the teacher. Sometimes the student is to blame as well, especially if he's a good-looking kid who has an enormous amount of sex appeal. For some women, that's hard to resist. 1-800-449-8686. We'll continue our conversation with Chris Norton. Chris is a pharmaceutical telemarketer now, but when he was in school, he had a sexual encounter with his teacher. We'll be back with more. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I'm on with Chris Norton. Right now you're a pharmaceutical telemarketer, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And you're in where, Hermosa Beach?
Hermosa Beach.
When you were 13, you had sex with your teacher. You say it's predominantly the fault of the student, not the teacher.
When it comes to sex with, if you're talking about sex with a female teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, because, understand, I've been down this road, so I can, educate a lot of people on why female teachers will have sex with a male student. I mean, a lot of these teachers are women who went into teaching because maybe they have social problems, and they see a student who's hot looking like I was, and they're going to want to have sex with him, and they don't have no control over it.
Well, wait a minute. These are adult women.
No, I know they're adult, but when it comes to having sex with, if the student's really good looking, like, and I was, okay.
So then she can't think?
I don't think it's easy for her to think, and I think they're really, you know, persecuting her in ways that she shouldn't be. I don't think that...
Well, you know what you're saying is women, when it comes to sex, don't have a presence of mind.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying women, when it comes to sex with a young guy, which is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of them, are going to... Yeah, they're not going to think before they do what they're doing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
I got a comment to this guy from California, and I understand you're a good-looking male, and you seem to put a lot of emphasis on that. What I don't understand is you saying that...
Well, it's just that that's why she's was interested in me.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I understand. But I'm just saying the comment about you feel that it's the 13-year-old's fault. Well, this kid is still sort of a child. And you saying that you don't feel that majorly that the teacher should go to jail. Now, if you put this in a different situation, if that was a male teacher
right.
with a female student,
yeah,
that teacher, it wouldn't even be, if it was proven guilty in court, it wouldn't even be a question. That male teacher would be in prison.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Most young guys, if you have a teacher who's hot, you want to have sex with her.
Oh yeah,
every guy from school and when you were in school and me too. I mean, we were always trying to work the angle. How can we have sex with this one teacher or where she was hot? You know, so guys were talking about all the time, always working the angles. How can we, you know, do it? Young girls don't do that. I mean, because the male teachers, they're probably grossed out by, and you know, it's gross, you know. But if young guys are
wait. I want to. Young guys are scheming from
the time a hot teacher gets on campus, the guys are already trying to figure how they're going to, you know, nail her.
13-year-olds?
Absolutely.
See, now that's the thing. I think I somewhat agree with that. When I was 13 years old,
yeah.
you're going through the first stages of puberty and whatnot.
Right.
And I remember when I was around that age, there was a teacher. She was the basketball coach, very athletic.
You're planning on how you could ask her out or...
Yeah, but
if you can get her alone in a room or something.
What do you mean get her alone in a room?
Well, if you could get about three or four guys and you can get her alone after school.
Yeah, now that's a totally different subject that you're
talking about.
You're talking
what?
About almost
you're talking
three
about
guys what? Going, I'm saying a one-on-one thing. I'm just saying.
Well, you're always scheming.
If a teacher was a male and he made a move on a 13-year-old female student, that guy would be in prison. And I don't think the female teacher should be allowed to get away with this.
Yeah, but it's just not the same thing. She wants to get nailed by the kid as bad as.
Oh boy, you know the way you're talking about this woman is. I mean, I realize she's been arrested, and she should be arrested,
but.
It sounds to me, excuse me, Chris, that you're saying every female teacher.
Well, they do. They see a young guy. They want to, and the young guys, you know, you're always figuring, how can I, you know, look up her dress or whatever. You're always trying to figure out how you can look up her dress. I mean, I got mirrors on my shoe. Man, I did it all, man. I put my sister's pocket mirror on my shoe. I glued it. I super glued it on. And I would try to slide it under, you know.
Okay, but that's the difference from having sex.
See, here's the thing, too.
All right. I got to run. Chris, I got to go. Thank you for your call, though, sir. I appreciate it. 1-800-449-8686. Gil, go ahead.
Yeah, I have to say, I disagree with what everything says. Teaching is an institution. These people are professionals. Anyone who is engaging in those type of actions are not true professionals, and they're disrespectful to the profession.
Well, but she can't help herself, so I'm saying, because I was very good looking. And I still am. And I, you know, I'm not trying to talk about myself, but how's she supposed to resist that?
We've heard a lot of that, and I see a mantra forming here about how you are just overpowering women in your life.
Why do they have sex with a kid? Unless the kid is over, because you're just talking about how professional they are. Okay, I agree. Then why, after all that professionalism, does she have sex? Why? Because the kid's hot. How he looks.
There are a lot of reasons why people that do things are wrong in life, and they need help.
You could see when I was that age, you could tell I had the goods. And
I don't know what it is you're talking about.
But the point is, how can you blame her when, from the first time when I was a kid, and we had a woman, her name was Mrs. Manning, and she was hot. And from the very first time we seen her, we're planning on how we could, you know. After school, if she's, you know, correcting papers, how we could, you know, get her.
I mean, who are we? It's not like
Bill LeBrew. No, some friends of mine. I mean, have you checked out Mrs. LaFave?
I mean, sounds like is you and your friends were plotting to attack these teachers in by themselves when they're alone.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
No, I mean, so she could have sex with us.
Well, yeah, but you're waiting for her to get alone in a room? It sounds like rape.
Are you kidding? If you saw how good-looking I am, I don't have to rape nobody.
All right, look,
so you need to get her alone.
Yeah, we'll get three or four guys and just talk, you know, say to her, you know.
Three or four guys and you gang rape her.
No.
And wonder why 13-year-olds are getting shot.
No, sir, not gang rape. Just put it to her. How about it?
What she's going to do, man. She's going to be sitting there correcting papers. Thank you, Gil. 1-800-449-8686. She's going to be sit there. She's going to be correcting papers, and four guys walk in, and she's going to be open to the suggestion that the four of you guys and her.
Mr. Henry, please understand that I am very good looking, and
I've heard about how good looking you are.
But the reason why I'm saying that, I don't want to be egotistical, but women will, in a lot of situations, have sex with me in places that they may not with you.
Well, congratulations, man. I mean, it's four guys and a teacher on a tabletop sounds pretty out there. Cheryl, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I totally disagree with your guest. A couple of things he's saying I actually take offense to. One thing would be, number one, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm getting a heavy breathing. Would that be your guess by any chance?
Okay, Shirley, if you got something to say, say it. Otherwise, move on.
All right. Well, for him to say that a teacher could not help herself kind of insults the whole female population, because I've seen a million good-looking guys, and I could help myself. I have self-control.
But how does that mean they want to have sex with you? See, that's the whole different thing. I mean, just because you think they're hot doesn't mean
they're
automatically.
We're talking about you.
Yeah, you've seen a million guys. You can control yourself. Well,
right.
But maybe they don't want to have sex with you, so what difference does it make if you can control yourself or not?
A lot of them said they would like to have sex with me, and I politely declined.
I guess that's what they said, you know.
Okay, well, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine, so let's move on to a different subject.
All right, anyway, thanks for your call. Here is Maria. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, my name is Maria, and I just want to respond to this guy on the phone. You know, I'm a 33-year-old teacher.
Yeah.
I've been teaching for 11 years, and I had the same situation with a student who was angry at his mother for whatever reasons, and I, you know, said, you know, I was caring for him and all this. He misconstrued that I, you know, wanted something with him. He would hang out after my classroom, but it was my professional.
But was he hot looking? Was he hot looking?
Yes, very good looking young man.
All right, so,
and so
were you able to resist?
Definitely. It's my professional duty and responsibility to take.
See, that's rare. Most of them, this teacher, she was not able to resist me. Because of how good-looking I am.
All right, Maria. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, who had sex with his teacher when he was 13. He says it's the student's fault because some of these guys, like Chris, are just too good-looking for these older women to resist.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I wore tight jeans then, and I do wear tight pants only because it's kind of a statement.
All right, well, we're back on the air here. Chris Norton was with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And the stories of Deborah LaFave and Kathy White, evident in the news. These are two teachers that had sex with their students, young men. And your point has been, and you've repeated, that it is not the fault of the teacher. It is entirely the fault of the student because he knows what he's doing. And from the day...
Well, I mean, just to follow up, Mr. Renner, if you don't mind... Because,
go ahead.
Because you were about to say it. From the minute a new teacher, a new female teacher hits the bricks, you know, as we used to say, I mean, we used to call it new meat, you know? I mean, here comes the new... There's new meat. And if she's hot, and you already know you're hot, then you're going to want to, you know, be with her in SS. So when new meat, you know, we used to say new meat's come to town, okay, with this teacher, Mrs. Gladbury, you know, and she is she had a lot going on. I mean, she had very large breasts and all of that, you know.
Okay.
And
I mean, did she dress professionally?
In my opinion, she looked very good.
No, but I mean, a woman who's built like that obviously should be in some kind of professional dress so that it is not evident or distracting to the kids.
I could tell. I could see. You know, if I came went over to her desk and I'd say, Miss, you know, I'd say something like, Miss Cadbury, can you, you know, correct this paper? And, you know, I'd try to get a look down there. But, I mean...
Okay, all right, so in any event... It's the kids' fault.
Yeah, because they're always scheming.
All right, let me go over here to Patrick. And I'm told, Patrick, you're a former calendar model?
Yes, I am. And I work in the fitness industry. And
what,
have
is that, what does that mean, a calendar? What does that mean, a calendar model?
I've worked as a... I enjoy the luxury of being able to be the winner of several bodybuilding contests in my life.
Okay.
And I've done a lot of modeling work and even some acting work. So
okay.
My point of bringing that up was not to go tit for tat here with old Chris. But
well, but I mean, you
say,
are.
And I've had a similar.
You are hot. Yeah, you're hot looking, right?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, your phone broke up there, Patrick. Yeah, dudes, you there, man? Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, Patrick, because your cell phone's a little messed up, and I'll go over to Morgan. Go ahead, Morgan.
Hey, yeah, this is for Chris here. I'm a teacher here in Southern California. I teach 13-year-olds.
Well, but you're not a female.
No, I am a guy. Now, would you agree there is still an attraction between all males and females, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking
about... Well, here's the thing I'll tell you. There are some 13-year-old girls that if I didn't know they were in my class, I'd say they were 18 to 21 years old. But once you get to know these girls, you know that mentally they are still 13. There is no way you should be attracted to them if you are a normal human.
Yeah, but you're a guy. Young girls think older guys are gross, whereas young guys think older women... are very hot looking, and you want to have.
You just said that girls think that older guys are gross.
Yeah,
that goes against what all women everywhere.
A lot of young girls are not going to want to afford to have the sex. And
what do you mean? A lot of young girls are not going to want to afford to have the sex. Are you educated?
I'm sorry.
No, not you, Morgan. You, Chris. Are you educated?
Yes, sir. Well, I got my high school. I got my GED, and I also went to trade school.
Subway University.
So your point is what?
Well, the way you articulate things.
I'm just saying, this guy is dreaming if he thinks there's some 13-year-old that wants him. I'm talking about me. When I was 13, some old lady wants me. And that's for sure.
All right. Thanks for your call, Morgan. Chris, with all of the stuff going on in the news about child molestation, about I got to tell you something, man. I think you just encourage young men out there to go for it.
Well, I don't think that's a bad message.
Well, what do you mean it's not a bad message?
If you're 13 and you're hot looking, look in the mirror in the morning. Take a look at yourself. Go for it. If there's a new teacher, and hey, you know, this month I'm bagging Mrs. Wembley, you know. I mean, you can set a goal for yourself.
Yeah, okay, thanks. 1-800-4, this month I'm bagging Mrs. Wembley. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass, plug into the world. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Chris, I'm all done talking with you.
I just want to make her one request, Mr. Hendry.
But I got to move on.
If Mrs. Cadbury's listening right now, I'm Chris Norton, and I'm the one. I was very evident in my slacks, and I'm at the Rusty Pelican right now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's time now for our request flashback. I was evident in my slacks.
What does that mean?
Never mind. Hey, Phil, I was hoping you could play the call where David G. Hall is remodeling his office and says, "You don't know jiu-jitsu from Gene Simmons." Signed, Devin Mannion. Here it is, Devin, the famous Sylvia call.
I want to tell you.
This guy's he's criticizing me getting seat covers
you
for my
wife. You go to hell, you god ugly pig.
Me?
You shut your mouth. I'm not talking to you, you stupid. I'm talking to Phil Hendry, not to you. You can go to hell. You're not worth anything.
Yes, Sylvia.
Moron.
I'm right here, Sylvia. It's Phil Hendry.
I tell that guy to shut his mouth. I'm not talking to him. He's garbage to me.
Go ahead, dear.
Every time I hear his voice, I want to regurgitate.
Go ahead, dear.
What is all that voice? What are they doing now?
They're hammering in his office next door.
I should hammer his god head. He's the worst animal I've ever heard on radio.
Well, I'm very sure.
I wish the hell he'd get his head broken. You know, if I was there, I would take him to the baseball bat.
What? I didn't hear you, Sylvia. Say that again.
I said, if I was there, I'd take a baseball bat and let his head off. He's an ugly pig. Every time I hear his voice on radio, I get sick.
Well, you know, the guy won't let Jimmy Newell, his wife is pregnant. She's going to give birth tonight.
Yeah, and he won't let him go.
No, he won't let him go.
Well, he can do better than tell him to go to hell.
And
I want to talk to him and tell him to go to hell.
David?
He's a coward.
David, are you there?
Oh, you
have a rotten coward.
You haven't seen a Valentine's
Day. You're a coward. You're an ugly pig.
Just the ball.
You are an ugly pig. Go to hell.
So that's Sylvia. I can't hear anything because of these guys working.
I know, but he's doing it deliberately. He's
hey,
a
David,
dog.
David, why don't you tell these guys to knock the work off, okay?
Phil.
That old bag you're talking to ain't worth my time.
Yes, ma'am.
You could work for an animal like that. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think you're right.
He is an animal, not a human being. I wish I was there. You know what I could do to him?
What's that?
I could go right into the stairs and go to sleep out.
Well, that's a pretty violent thing.
What did she say?
Violent, but
wait,
that's how I feel about him. I despise that man.
What did you say, lady?
Shut your mouth, you pig.
Smile when you say that.
Pig.
You better.
I dare you to come down here. I'll break your neck.
Smile when you say that to me.
Oh, go drop dead where you're standing, you ugly pig.
When did Moses give you that Valentine, by the way?
You go to hell, don't you dare. You're an animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings. Get the hell to the ground where you belong, ugly animal.
To the ground?
Yes, drop dead. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, drop dead. You could have just said...
Drop dead and get into the ground, you...
Don't you think you want to be lying down?
Go drop dead, you're an ugly animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings.
Hey, Sylvia, can I ask you a question? This is
what?
Phil. I was down...
He's doing that purposely.
What? I'm sorry, honey, did you hear me?
No.
All right. I was down for... You want me to do it, okay?
Stupid animal.
No, but did you hear what I said to you? I was talking to this guy.
He doesn't want me to... I don't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. David, don't tell him to turn it down.
Turn what down?
Turn down the stuff outside. Anyway, Sylvia,
yes.
This guy tells me that if I...
I swear to God, if I ever
David,
met that man, I take my shoes off with the high heels and I put it right into his eyes.
I don't blame you.
What's the matter with you, Harry?
You stupid animal.
Why don't you turn the noise down so I can talk to Sylvia?
I didn't do anything.
Bull crap! You did it on purpose.
Oh, I did it on purpose. Boy, aren't you just the persecuted one.
You're a god moron. You're an ugly, stupid pig.
All right, Sylvia, what I wanted to say was there were three people down in... David, why'd you do that?
Do what?
He's doing it deliberately.
I didn't do anything.
He's a liar.
I'm a liar now.
Yes, you're a stupid, ugly liar.
Well, thanks a lot, Jesus.
You're a disgusting pig.
And let me tell you something, Virgin
Don't
Mary.
Don't tell me anything. Drop dead.
Sylvia, these people who are...
I know it.
Would you stop that, David?
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
If I were there, and I haven't met anybody like that moron, I would take my shoes off and knock his head off with them.
Is this Mother Teresa?
Go drop dead, you ugly pig, you!
David, you should...
What'd you say?
I said, David, you shouldn't be talking to...
Didn't catch that.
Will you stop it with those saws?
He's doing that.
He is doing it on purpose.
I know he is.
I said, David, don't talk to this
if
nice...
occasion to meet that man, I could, you know what? I'm a pretty good expert in certain physical abilities.
Serious?
Yes, I'm not, I am serious.
What, like what?
Well, like in jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. You don't know jiu-jitsu from Gene Simmons.
There it is, a flashback request. I can't believe that lady, she's jiu-jitsu. Anyway, that's a flashback from Devin for the Sylvia call here on the Phil Henry Show. And if you'd like to request a flashback, we're about 8 months backlogged, but you can try us at phs@philhenryshow.com. That's phs@philhenryshow.com. Still to come, a visit from Comb Over Boy, the Kenny Rogers Valentine special, and senior chat with Harvey Wireman on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's Friday night, bud.
I'm going to go use some drugs.
Good, man. Use a lot of them.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back.
From Los Angeles, it's time for the Comb Over Boy Show. Yes, here he is. The man who combs his hair from back to front to hide the big, glaring bald spot. Comb Over Boy. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. I'm Comb Over Boy, and welcome to the program. It's a different kind of talk show with a different kind of host. Not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No, I'm your host. And we talk about the issues that you really care about. Our number is 1-800-COMB-OVER-BLOWS. That's 1-800-COMB-OVER-BLOWS, herds of chipmunks. And welcome to our program. And you know, this past week, I've been talking an awful lot about Phil Henry. And the reason that I've been talking an awful lot about Phil Henry is because he does such a biting job of satirizing my presentation He pisses me off. Makes me look stupid. Well, I've got one thing that Phil Henry doesn't have. The ability to kill 4 hours of radio by pausing long stretches between words and writing cutting-edge material like, how are you, comb-over? Do you care? And I thought what would be interesting is to do yet another show about how much you like me. And what we'll do is screen the call so that only people who want to suck my rear end can get on. You know what I'm talking about. So why don't we do that? You can call up, and I'll keep your phone call on the air for about 20 minutes, even though it could be insufferably boring. And that way, I don't have to get too many calls on the air. So you take maybe 2 20-minute phone calls per hour, plus all the dead air between the words that I say. And that means I basically steal my money from the Westwood One Radio Network and Norm Pattis, who's so clueless he thinks I've got talent. So let's get your phone calls all the air. How you doing?
Hi, Comer. I had a question. Where did you first come up with the idea of saying, do you care, when someone asks, how are you doing? It's just amazing. How did you think of that, or do you have writers or anything?
Well, I thought about, do you care? And thank you very much for your call, Jim. Because it's a good question. I thought, well, I should have some kind of a little shtick that I do. And people say, how are you? And I thought, well, why don't I say, do you care?
Well, that's really amazing. That's great.
Thank you. I only work 3/4 of a day during the whole week with all of the pauses between words, by the way. So a 5-day work week is actually maybe 2 hours total of work. One more call. Yes, sir. You're on the comb-over show. How you doing?
I was hoping you'd answer the question. I'm the same guy, by the way. I love you so much. I almost have a gay affection for you, as do many of your listeners. The brilliance of you dragging just a few words in an hour, dragging it out, that's just great.
Thank you. Something that I really wanted to do, and I just let me just keep talking through our fade music. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying anything.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.